Wow. Hey, you all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. I'm your host, Silk, and you are my co-host, my Diamond Dream Team. And as Diamond would always say, it takes a team to build a dream. So I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Be sure to like and share this broadcast and this podcast. That's right. You got people be listening to the podcast too when they're working out and different things. Yes. Be sure to share it everywhere and let them know that Silk is on the air. That's right. Don't forget to download the Frank Speech app, the Frank Social app. It's two different apps and it's absolutely free, you all. Don't forget, you all, to, if you have any questions, email them to diamondsilk@gmail.com. That's diamondsilk@gmail.com. Also, you all, shout out to everyone joining me live there on Getter Live, Rumble Live, Frank Speech Live, the live chats. Shout out to everyone that's chit-chatting away. Yes. Shout out to you. Oh, no, they're not calling me. Don't nobody need to be calling me right about now. Let me put this thing, okay, on silent. I'm on the air, and I'm talking to the people. But don't nobody need to be calling me right about now. Shout out to Lindell TV, RSBN Network, CTA TV, Stripes TV, Blessed News Network, and Eagle News Network. Shout out to each and every one of you, everyone that is carrying the Diamond Silk Chit Chat Live show on your platform. Look, the show is sponsored by MyPillow.com, where you can get the MyPillow 2.0, the My Mattress Topper 2.0, the sheets, the slippers, the towels, the loungewear, and so much more right there at MyPillow.com. Don't forget about the My Coffee, you all, the My Coffee at MyStore.com. I always say that the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake. That's right, with My Coffee. So don't be hasty. Go on over there and get you something tasty right there at MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code Diamond. The show is also sponsored by DrStellaMD.com. That's DrStellaMD.com. If you are in need of ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, or potassium iodine, then be sure, you all, be sure to go to DrStellaMD.com. DrStellaMD.com. Use promo code Diamond. All right. Book your telehealth appointment today. Don't delay. And get what you need in your medicine cabinet. That's right. Get what you need in your medicine cabinet. The show is also sponsored by PatchThat.com. PatchThat.com. Real quick, you all, these are LifeWave patches. And I want to just say this here about the S39. It supports the flow of natural energy within your body to encourage and support whole body wellness and healthy activities. Okay. It stimulates the skin with low levels of light, resulting in improved energy flow. It supports improved exercise performance. It supports improvements in strength and stamina. It also supports overall health and well-being. No drugs or stimulants, okay? And this is a patented product. It's patent, okay? It's patented, all right? I just want everybody to know that, okay? So you all can go to patchthat.com to purchase the patches. If you're interested in receiving some free patches, I'm going to do it again tonight. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to do it one more time for y'all, okay? Patchthat.info. Go to patchthat.info. That's what I want you to do, okay? Patchthat.info. Don't forget, you all, to go get your bumper stickers at diamondandsilkstore.com. We want Trump. That's right. We want Trump. We need Trump. We got to have Trump. That's right. DiamondandSilkStore.com, two for $5. Okay. Two for $5. All right. I'm going to go ahead on you all and bring on my guest. And joining me now, Mr. Cleophas Dulaney. Hello, Cleophas. All right. They need to send your,
I
they
know.
Need to send your, hi, darling. They need to send your camera because see, there you go. Bring it on up because it don't look right with you all the way down there and all the way up here. There you go.
I could come up
all right,
to you.
Right. Come on up so they
right there.
So that the people no, bring your camera down or something.
Down.
So people can see it now. There you go.
Right there.
Hello. Hey darling. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, listen, you all, Cleo is a faithful viewer of the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat live show. And it was emailed over that you were arrested for January the 6th. Now, here it is. It was February the 23rd, I believe, of 2024. This a few weeks ago. All right. And January the 6th happened in 2021. So why is it that all of a sudden right now you being arrested? What are you being arrested for?
Well, from my understanding, they got me with like two felonies and a few misdemeanors. So basically, to me, just a regular old guy that attended a rally for Donald Trump, because I've been to all of his rallies. So this is our third one we have went to for January 6th. So right now it's an election season, of course, and you have a federal government using what they call communist tactics. If you remember, there are several groups that they use the same tactics on, which is called the Black Panther Party. Being an older guy, I'm familiar with that case. Huey Newton, Bobby Seale, and all those people that got arrested because they call them domestic terrorists. Move forward today, they're using the same tactics against Trump supporters. They're calling them white supremacist groups.
Extremists.
So they use that white supremacist and white extremists, and they're trying to demonize a different sector of our society. The longer you allow for a government
Cleo. Now they calling people white supremacists. Now I'm looking at you, and I know I have four eyes, all right, because I got my glasses on so I can see. But you don't look white to me. You look black. So they calling you a white supremacist.
I'm a black man. I grew up in Hartford, Connecticut, in the projects. I'm a total black man. So I'm saying so. When I went to the rally, I did not feel no intimidation. I didn't feel no threats. I didn't feel no white supremacy. I just felt a bunch of people that the only weapons they had were the Bible. You know, me and you and your sister had talked before. I kind of had that conversation with your sister while ago on the phone. I was trying to tell her the situation back then. But like I said, the only weapons that the protesters had at the time or the ralliers had at the time was the Bible. The whole concept of the whole march was do like the Jericho. It was going to do like a three type of rings around the White House or the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And with a loud voice, say the same in unison, stop the steal. Now you had the Capitol Police, you had the riot police. The Capitol Police were the ones who were removed, and then the riot police became aggressive towards the protesters. They started shooting tear gas, rubber bullets, mace, sound grenades, and all that stuff. Nobody were initiating any type of violence towards them. They did grab a couple of protesters and start beating a couple of them with the nightsticks. And the protesters, in turn, tried to protect the people that had been beat. Mm-hmm. So I, on the other hand, said to the crowd, hey, hands up. Because if we got our hands up, then you need to stop shooting to the crowd. So the FBI, they went and pulled a post from when I put someone Pollard saying, hands up. I said, I changed the move. They cut the portion off that where I said, hands up. So what they're trying to do is use what they call misinformation, false information, to try to create a narrative that's going to create this hostility towards myself. Like I said, I feel like I'm winning Washington, D.C. So I'm saying, because I seen some of the people there. It's just a matter of knowing how to approach it. I have talked to a person supposed to be a January 6th defense person. And I didn't get that they really knew what they were doing, basically. I didn't get the opinion they knew what they were doing. I talked to them a week and a half ago, told them my situation. They tell me what they were supposed to be doing. And I'm still waiting on some information. So
is this a public defender?
No, this is a person who's saying they're supposed to be here to raise money for the January 6ers. So I contacted them after I seen them on one of the shows. And then I did some research, and they said they're a right-wing source that's basically out there just to get money. I don't like that. So, but like I said, the whole thing about the January 6th is you got a Democratic Party that has lost their mind. Basically, they want to intimidate the people, and they're going to use intimidation as far as they can. Every time something happens, they try to change the narrative. If you got a person who's not really willing to listen to what happened, you know, like I said, I had a person walk up to me while I was there, had a long trench coat on. And, you know, I told this to your sister when I was on the phone. I'll tell you how the guy who had a can of mace, he had the exact same can of mace that the police had. Now, what are the chances of protesters having the same can of mace? Same can. He tells me that I need to shoot this into the officer's eyes. And I said, I'm not going to do that. That's something that I would not do. But like I said, there are several different situations where the Capitol Police were attacking the crowd. The crowd was not attacking anyone.
Let me ask you this question. So I understand that you was arrested a few weeks ago. So my question is, did the FBI, did they bust down your doors to arrest you, or did they you come in?
They had me come in. You know, like I said, they called me and they gave me 20, they told me to come in that morning at 10 o'clock to turn myself in. I kind of assumed that they were going to arrest me because when I went to Vegas a few weeks ago, they had tagged me on the plane as being a domestic terrorist. So I was telling my girlfriend, I said, I think they're going to arrest me pretty soon because I'm watching this different series of situations. I understand how the legal system works. So when they tagged me on the plane, when I went to Vegas, I had the TSA tag me and they took a can of Murray's and had the bomb guy come and take my can of Murray's that it set off the explosive detection thing. So I assumed from that point on that it would be coming soon. What they're doing, basically, they're trying to span out into the crowd now. They did people that went into the Capitol. Now they're going out to the crowd. So they constantly just expanding who they're trying to arrest to try to call intimidation.
Did they contact you before the 24 hours before they arrested you? Have they contacted you beforehand, like 2 or 3 years ago?
No, this first time. They told me they I need to turn myself in at 10 o'clock. To call me on my phone.
And you had no communications with them before that point?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
So he called me and said, I need to turn myself in by 10 o'clock. So then I had to figure out about an attorney, because I know if you don't have an attorney when you go to court, you don't have a chance of getting out. So they did let me go on the OR and gave me some travel restrictions. And the thing that irks me about that, when I'm riding a plane, they got me with all these different scrutinies, and then they got these illegals riding the plane all around the country, come from out of the country and riding for free. And here I am, a citizen, just trying to go see a friend in Vegas, have fun. And I get this terrorist watch list type of thing.
That's crazy.
Single dad, take care of my children.
Now they have photos out there. With your hands on a rack that they want to say that you set aside to open a pathway for the mob to surge forward. Now, what I did see on video was an officer waving people in to come through the bike racks to come there. Right. I did see that. But I don't know if that officer has been arrested for waving the people in. But they have the photo
the
here.
Officers there.
Say that again.
I don't remember what happened back then, because like I said, listen, that was almost 3 years ago. I'm 63 years old. I got what they call a Biden moment. I got a Biden moment. You know, they say he's too old. Because he's an old guy. Yeah, I got a Biden moment.
Okay. You know, I'm just trying to see that's what they got out there. I'm just trying to see what was going on at that time. If they have a photo,
I don't really remember.
You don't even
remember? I don't really remember.
I'm hearing that it was they eventually, this is what I'm hearing, that with Antifa being implanted in the crowd and with FBI, undercover FBI agents being there implanted in a crowd, how they was basically shifting the crowd. I'm telling you what I had heard and what I saw on video, okay? And how they were shifting the crowd and so forth, that a lot of people don't even really remember a lot of stuff because everything happened so suddenly and so fast. And that a lot of people, it appears that they're being basically entrapped. They're being entrapped when they see certain photos and certain pictures and different things. They make it look a certain way, like you said, to make a narrative appear a certain way. Did you have any weapons on you? Like a bat?
I don't carry weapons. I don't believe in weapons. I don't never use a weapon. The only weapon I would have is a Bible.
It's a Bible.
So for me.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a Bible. Like I said, I don't need a weapon. So if I come to a person, you man up. You know, if you got to do it,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
So I don't believe in using any type of physical violence. I'm trying to find a way to help the school to stop the violence in the school system. Because the school my daughter goes to, they fight every day. So I'm trying to get the school my belief of what they need to do. Because I was that bad kid. So I'm saying, you know, when I came out. So I understand all this stuff. So legally, I've been through the system, been to prison multiple times. So I'm saying, so I understand the system. I understand how they try to change this narrative and how they try to portray things one way.
And railroad you. To fit their narrative.
It's like the 1940s. Like the 1940s. Emmett Till.
Yeah.
They railroaded him. They said he looked at this woman in the wrong way. But they're using the same tactics they did when they had the Ku Klux Klan and all those folks. They're using the same tactics today that they did back then. But they're using it against the Trump supporters. So Trump supporters used to be really, really into the police department saying they didn't do no wrong. Now they don't flip it around on them doing the same thing they did to the black person back in the day. And now it's moving forward to use it on them. So I ought to understand how they utilize this false narrative, how they're using this portrayal of a situation. And you got the news media so up in the Democrats, you know, whatever, that you can't get a positive portrayal of the situation. And that's not good for the people.
That's right.
You got the news media constantly saying one thing. They putting out different pictures, putting out this, putting out that. They had the shaman, he finally got out. I know you had the one guy who was on here. In this case, if you go to Washington, D.C., it's like they're going to convict you regardless. You know, only people they convict is Trump supporters. If you're Democrat, you go to Washington, they have all kind of evidence that they convict some. It's still on the two-tier justice system, which is something that our community have already known about. But they're seeing it now for the Trump supporters because they're getting that second tier that as a black person, that's what we get all the time at one point. But they're just flipping around right now. They're creating this racial narrative throughout this country, and that racial narrative is going to split this country apart. And that's what the Democrats are trying to do. They're trying to split the country with this race stuff. Like I said, when you at a rally, I don't feel no sense of racialness or no prejudice, no anything.
Right.
So I've always felt included into the rallies. You know,
that's
I could be the only black person there, but I still felt included, didn't feel threatened. Because if I'm at the rally to listen, there's no issue. If I'm at the rally to cause a problem, you get out of the rally. Because he paid for that rally.
That's right. And you know, one thing that you said that I want to piggyback on is about these illegal aliens. You know, what infuriates me is the fact that these illegal aliens is trespassing in our country illegally. And then they want to change up the name and call them asylum seekers and migrants instead of what the law call them, which are aliens. And, okay, so when they come in here and they trespass, they're given iPhones, IDs, free money. But you as an American citizen and other American patriots, citizens who was there at the Capitol, was on the grounds of the Capitol, even some people that wasn't even in D.C., okay? Still, we all have a right, a First Amendment right to be able to protest, use our First Amendment right to protest against a fraudulent, what we felt was a fraudulent election, okay? Exactly. I know it was a fraudulent election. I know that all the way out. Okay. But what this means is that they want to charge American citizens with trespassing at the Capitol when the Capitol is supposed to be the people house. And when our tax dollars pay for the bills there at the Capitol. Yet, charge American citizens, charge people that were there On January the 6th, I understand that they're charging even a journalist that was there. Okay, so they have a First Amendment right. They're supposed to be there to report the news. So when they started doing that, I started asking the question about Nancy Pelosi's daughter. Wasn't Nancy Pelosi's daughter there with a whole documentary, a film crew there documenting January the 6th? When will she get locked up or arrested for being there January the 6th? It's like a two-tiered justice system, okay? If you were there and you was there in the capacity as a Trump supporter, okay, we're going to lock you up. But you got Nancy Pelosi's daughter there with her entire film crew. She was there and nothing, absolutely nothing has happened to her. Another deal that they are saying is that, okay, well, Nancy Pelosi's daughter had permission to be there. Well, guess what? So did a lot more other individuals have permission to be there because they had permits to be there. All right. And overall, what they're doing, like you said at the beginning, they're just trying to continue this narrative as if January the 6th was such a bad day that happened in the history of America. Well, I can think back to January, I believe it was the 21st of 2017, when President Trump was doing his inauguration, and how you had all of those people out there breaking out glass, being violent. They had a little Wilson hats on and different things, just creating and wreaking havoc out there. Nothing was done to them. Millions of dollars in damages was done to that to DC. Nothing's happened to them. But for individuals where the doors was open from the inside, people walked through the red velvet ropes that they had. They sightsee. They was given a tour, took pictures with these officers and different officers and different things. They want to lock them up for months to years because and call them domestic terrorists and white supremacists. And now you go to get on a plane. You go to get on a plane to find out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I go get on the plane and here in Columbus, and the TSA said, "Well, you've been flagged." I said, "I've been flagged for what? To get our special treatment." So that means that you had to go through the TSA for the pat down for a terrorist pat down, just trying to embarrass you, basically.
A terrorist and then pat down.
They held the plane. So I got pat down the first time getting on the plane. Before I got on the plane. Then when we boarded, they came and did a second pat down. So I called I called management. I said, "So why am I getting pat down a second time? You already did it once. Well, you might have talked to somebody." So they held up the plane when I got on and go to Vegas and patted down all the passengers because I rode the plane. Now, to me, that's an insult. You got these immigrants coming over here.
No, these not immigrants. These are illegal aliens. The law call them aliens.
These illegal aliens come over here. And they get all this special treatment. And it hurts me sometimes because, listen, my ancestors, your ancestors built this country. Everybody talk about how America's not great. I say, if it's not great, leave. You know, if you don't like it, leave. Simple as that.
Right.
You know, because where you going to go? Where you going to go if you don't stay here? You know, right. It's a beautiful country. I had my racial moment at myself. I grew up in Connecticut, like I said, in Hartford, Connecticut. And we grew up in a very racially divided country. So, like I said, in the 60s, when Martin Luther King got murdered, I was around for that. When Malcolm X was murdered, I was around for that. So basically, it was very racially divided. When we watched the movie Roots, it was racially divided. Mm-hmm. When we watched all these racial movies, we have evolved as a country. I truly believe we've evolved. And we the Democratic Party trying to constantly keep this race thing going, which is trying to keep us divided from within. Because if we divide from within, another country come in and take us over. I mean, why you got all these different things going as a president of the United States? I think he's a humanitarian candidate. I think he's going to try to hold on to power during 2024 because they already got their new plan. Jamie Raskin already said that they're not going to certify the election if they get control of the House. They're going to say what Mike Pence said he could do, they're going to do it themselves. Well, Mike Pence going to do it, but they're going to do the same thing they say he couldn't do.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's just you're absolutely right. They're a bunch of snakes, but it's also a uniparty. It's also a uniparty. One dirty bird with two corrupt wings. You know, while the Democrats stole the election, the Republicans drove the getaway car. You know, and so that's exactly what was going on. But I'm just thinking now back to you talking about this terrorist pat down, you know, as if you are a terrorist in your own country. While we have terrorists invading our country, they losing them, don't know who they are, or even just allowing them to be here. Okay. That is infuriating. That's ridiculous.
Another thing, and it's like another thing, they got my car. When I go get in my car, I was pulling up on my street. Police pulled up on my car. They said, "Well, they got me flagged on my plate as a terrorist." So all my personal vehicles are being flagged as a terrorist. So
as a terrorist,
I basically built up a positive image in my community. People mm-hmm. know me. Know I don't do nothing illegal. Nothing. So mm-hmm. the police who pulled up on me, they know me. So because they knew me, I was talking to another officer on the phone when they pulled up on me. And when I talked today, they said, "Well, go ahead. He's cool. He's going to turn himself in the morning." But when I went to turn myself in, I had a couple of police officer friends of mine show up at my hearing. They end up getting in trouble because the FBI called their sergeant on them because they got it's just so much evil within our legal system. Once the legal system is corrupt, once you get a corrupt legal system, it's hard to kind of come back from that. The only way we're going to get this thing on point, Donald Trump got to win because the Democrats are evil. I was a Democrat for most of my life. I voted for Obama twice, but I never vote for him again. They're evil. They're vicious. The Republican Party need to get some cojones and act like they do. So I'm saying you can't let them slide every time they do something. They constantly let them slide, and then when they say, "Well, you can't treat them like they treat you," come on, man, you got to get them back.
Here's the deal. You know, with the Republican parties, like I say, one watches the other back. All right, they playing the same ball game. They in the same ball game, doing the same thing. Okay, that's what's going on here. And that's what they continue to do. And that's what they've always been doing. All right. Hold on 1 second, darling. I see something done happen here. And I got to refresh this thing. So give me a minute. Hold on 1 second. Let me refresh this here for them. But yeah, so that's what's going on when you talk about the Republican Party. They can care less. Absolutely care less because they're playing a game. A lot of those people have been blackmailed. They've been blackmailed. Okay. And if they don't do what the upper people say, then guess what? They get destroyed. They'll lock them up, put these names and different things on them, character assassinate them. That's what's going on. That's what's been happening. Okay. And so I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you, Cleo. I'm right there with you. Let everybody know, Cleo, how they can follow you. Are you on social media?
I hadn't really said anything. I hadn't really set up anything. I'm just a regular old guy trying to figure out how to survive, raise my daughters and be a good parent. So, you know, I don't really look for stuff from people. I just know I take care of my own self. So I'm saying, but I do want the American people to say, listen, you have a government right now has lost its mind. It's after to create this sense of fear within the society. Because once you create that fear within society, you don't have a society. Once you don't have a trust in your government, you don't have any laws. Once you don't trust your legal system as a population, you don't have a population, you don't have a society. And that's where we're going as a nation. You got the United States government trying to demonize a whole half of the country who's not a part of the Democratic Party. That's not right. It's not fair. And like I tell my people, I see all these different situations as an American citizen. You give these illegals more rights than me as a citizen. It really irks me. So I'm saying, what we have to do we have to stand together as a population, not black, not white, but as a population to figure out how to beat American these folks at their own game.
Yeah,
American citizens.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do it together. We're gonna have to do it collectively together, united together. Sure. Like I told them, it's not about race. It's not about your gender. It's not about your party. affiliation. No. It's about if you are an American citizen, we're going to have to stand united together to fight these evil bastards that cease to destroy America. That's what we're going to have to do. Cleo, thank you so, so much for being on the Diamond and Silk Chit Chat live show. Thank you for coming on and telling your story. And we will keep you in our prayers as it pertains to what they have you going through. And I just know that Pharaoh let my people go. You all are going to be just fine. But just continue to stand strong, stay prayed up, and in the end, God will win. So thank you, Cleo, for being on the show. God bless.
Thank you, too.
God bless you, too.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right, you all. There you have it. There you have it. They still locking up our fellow American citizens for January the 6th while allowing illegal aliens to run rampant in our country. Yes. While they are allowing criminals to be housed in sanctuary cities. Somebody that did not do anything criminal. You want to go and lock that person up 2-3 years later. But you got people that committed their first crime when they crossed that border illegally. Huh? You want to take and give them everything, give them the world. This is ridiculous. And you all, it's going to take all of us once again together to get through all of this that they're trying to do. I can't believe what I'm seeing here and how the Democrats are able to lie. They are able to stand right there in Congress and lie on the floor, demean people. They are able to do that and say that they are immune from lying. They are immune from it. Can't nothing happen to them. These people, this is evil. And then he goes on a plane and you want to have him flag as he's some type of domestic terrorist. And the real individual that's terrorizing America is up there at the White House, y'all. That's the real white supremacist. That's the real terrorist. Speaking of a white supremacist, I got to speak about this black lady named Joy Reid. You all, this lady is ignorant. And I want you all to see just how ignorant she is. So can you please play clip one?
But Republican voters don't vote that way. They don't vote based on economics or based on the benefits they're getting economically from the president. They're increasingly, from the Tea Party on, they're voting on race. They're voting on this idea of an invasion of brown people over the border. The idea that they can't get whatever job they want. A black person got it. Therefore, drive all the blacks out of the colleges. Get rid of DEI. That is what they're voting on. They're just voting specifically on racial animus. Which at this stage, it isn't about economics.
No.
Now, listen, she's not ignorant. She's ignorant. Yes, she's ignorant. This is an idiot right here. Okay. I call her a knee that don't grow. That's what I call her. She's one of them house knees that don't grow. Okay. This is a gatekeeper for the Democrat plantation, you all. That's what this is right here. That's what she is. She's a race baiter. All right. I don't even have to allege it because she just basically spilled it. This is what a race baiter look like. This is what race baiter do. This is what they do, you all. Everything she sees is about race, race, race. She assumes everyone is a racist because what? She's a racist. This is what they do, you all. Okay? Yes. As a matter of fact, she appears to be the epitome of racism. Yeah, black folks can be racist too. Yes, yes, yes. They the biggest racist bunch of racists that I've ever seen. Listen, I couldn't believe it. When my sister and I came on a scene back in 2015, and oh my God, when they realized and found out that Diamond Silk was supporting President Donald J. Trump, oh my God, it was the black people that was the biggest bunch of racists ever. All I can do is just call it right on out. Now, let me tell Miss Joy Reid. Let me let you know this, darling, because I know that you're watching. So let me tell you this. I'm not voting for Donald Trump because he's a white man. I'm not voting for Donald Trump because he's a white man. I'm voting for Donald Trump because he has the balls to build the wall. He's the man with the master plan to make America great again. Uh-huh. That's why I'm voting for Donald J. Trump. Not because of the color of his skin. I'm voting for him because I believe in his skills to be able to decipher between good versus evil. Unlike the bastard that you voted for, Jim Crow Joe Biden, that don't even know if he's coming or going. Okay? Now, Joy Reid, she says, Republican voters don't vote based on economics or based on the benefits they're getting economically from the president. That's what she said. Now, my first question is this. Have Joy Reid, have she ever been a Republican? Have she ever voted Republican? Huh? Then how can she say what Republicans' votes are based on? How can she say that? She's never been a Republican before, all right? Never voted Republican. So how can she just sit there and say, oh, the Republican votes is based on this? See, she can only speak from her own perspective because Democrats vote based on race and based on the Democrat Party. Yes, 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 yes. Ask me, Silk, how do you know this? Because I was once a Democrat. We voted for Barack Hussein Obama because he was black, y'all. That's why, okay? It was based on race as a Democrat. Uh-huh. See, one thing I know is the games and the tactics because I was once you. I was once. Well, I wasn't as ignorant as Joy Reid. I wasn't as dumb as Joy Reid. I wasn't as stupid as Joy Reid. But that's how they indoctrinate the Democrats, okay? They've been running the same old play. Yes, out their playbook for decades is what they've been doing. For decades, they've been doing the same old script, different cast. Is what they've been doing. Then she went on to say, y'all, they're voting on this ideal of an invasion of brown people over the border. The ideal that they can't get whatever job they want. A black person got it. Therefore, drive all of the blacks out of the colleges. Get rid of DEI. Now, DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. She said, it isn't about economics. Now, this is what she said. Now, first off, Joy Reid, DEI is not about diversity, equity, and inclusion. No, it's not. It's about division, excluding and indoctrinating. Okay? That's what DEI truly is. Because that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You're using this to divide people. You're using this to exclude people based on their race. You're using this to indoctrinate a group of people. Why? So that you can control them. Huh? That's what the Democrat Party has been doing, you all. That's what they've been doing. Democrats want you to believe that all white people are oppressors. Yes, all white people are oppressors and that all black people are victims. This is the game that these sons of bastards have been playing all along. That's what they've been doing, you all. Uh-huh. They like to divide. Now, if you notice, you hear them talk about brown folk, brown people. Let me tell you, these illegal aliens are beige. They're not brown. They're beige. You don't even know your colors. These folks are beige. Okay? I'm brown. They're beige. But they want to bring that in there, y'all. They got to bring it in there so they can dilute the water, muddy the water. And they'll take and have blacks fighting against brown. And soon it'll be against beige. Yeah, y'all remember back in the day when they used to do the paper bag test, huh? To see the if the shade of your color of your skin is lighter than this paper bag, then I guess you go into the house. You one of the house knees that don't grow, huh? If it's darker than the shade of that paper bag, then you one of the field knees that don't grow, huh? Don't get me started. Don't get me started. The Democrat Party is the party of slavery. These sons of bastards enslaved my ancestors. Okay? They are the ones that seeked out the Ku Klux Klan on my ancestors. All right? They created that group to intimidate, manipulate, in order to indoctrinate Black folks and dominate Black folks. Don't get me started, because I know my history. Now I do. Because see, when I was indoctrinated as a Democrat, I was told that it was the Republican Party that enslaved my ancestors, that the Republican Party wanted to keep me enslaved. It wasn't until after I got off the Democrat plantation, started to do my own research, only to find out that the same people that lied to me all of these years are the same people that wanted, that fought to keep slavery intact. The Democrats. That's right. You nasty, evil bastards. That's right. Next, I want this itch named Joy Reid to know that I am not voting on the ideal of an invasion of brown people over the board. Okay? I'm not doing that. And let me tell you what I'm voting for. I'm voting because our country is being invaded by illegal aliens and terrorists at the borders, and it's destroying American lives. The invasion is creating more crimes, more deaths, and more homelessness. It's creating a whole lot of different things that you Democrats don't want to talk about. You are in denial, is what you are. This is not about Black people having a job. It's about illegal aliens taking jobs from legal American citizens. That's what this is about. It's about American tax dollars being used to fund the invasion of America. Uh-huh. And the Democrats, along with the Biden regime, appears to be the ones who's facilitating all of this. That's right. This affects us all. I don't care what the color of your skin is. It affects us all economically. Okay? And because I'm a taxpaying citizen, I'm voting against giving America resources to people who never paid into American system. You got to be a damn idiot to be okay with working your behind off day after day after day, only for your money to be given away to people that's not supposed to be here in this country. I'm voting against diluting the voices of legal American citizens, Joy Reid. I'm voting against that mess. I'm voting against the replacement of American citizens. No rogue government should be able to replace American citizens with illegal aliens. It's happening plain as day. And you sit there on your broadcast and act like a fool, a blind fool that can't see a thing. And it's happening right there in your neighborhood. Well, maybe not in your neighborhood, Joy Reid. You probably be in a gated community with security. But in the hood, they're being entrenched with these illegal aliens. You got the elderly individuals there that work their fingers to the bones to pay taxes, to pay their house payment, to own something there. Only for these illegal aliens to be dropped off in the neighborhoods. And you want to sit back as if that's okay? Imagine if your granny was there and had to endure that. Would you be okay then, Joy Reid? Huh? I'm voting for the deportation of people who are in this country illegally. And I'm voting against the regime who ceased to destroy America. Voting Republican has nothing to do with color, Joy Reid. Absolutely nothing to do with color. But it has everything to do with our economy, our way of living, our lives, and our God-given common sense. What you're seeing happening right now, you all, Joy and Joy Reid, Americans are using their God-given common sense and are now realizing that they only have two choices: Trump's America versus Joe Biden's nightmare. Huh? Peace and prosperity versus poverty and fear. People are waking up to what's going on and they see what's happening, Joy Reid. And shame on you to sit there on your platform and lie to the people. Make up lies about what's truly going on. Shame on you as a Black woman. A Black woman to another Black woman. You're supposed to educate the Black community, not lie to them. You're supposed to teach the Black community, not lie to them. Joe Biden has passed out crack pipes and smoke kits with lip balms to the Black community. And what have you given illegal aliens? A free ride here. They ain't even paid into our system. And you want to sit back like that's okay? Huh? You want to sit back like that's okay? Our country is being invaded at the borders. It's being invaded. And you know good and doggone Sam Hamwell that if JoJo down the street committed the crime of invading a country, he would, especially America, when he break the law that he's given three hots and a cot behind a locked cell block after he's taken his mugshot. And you know I'm telling you the truth. Now, if JoJo can't break the law, how the hell can these illegal aliens break the law? Huh? And you be okay with it. You sit there and you lie to the people. It's a doggone disgrace, Joy Reid, that you sit there and you do it. And you look stupid, like a idiot when you do it. So you can't talk about the white man when your Black ass work for the white man. Huh. Mic drop. Now, I have another video clip. This Eric Adams, let me talk about him real quick. Please play clip two.
Now, the overwhelming number of migrants and asylum seekers that are here, they want to work. I still don't understand why the federal government is not allowing them to work. They need to have the right to work, like all of us that have come to this country had the ability to do so. But those small numbers that are committing crimes, we need to modify the sanctuary city law that if you commit a felony, a violent act, we should be able to turn you over to ICE and have you deported. It is a right to live in this city, and you should be not committing crimes in our city and doing so. Right now, we don't have the authority to do so.
First off, this man is another used up idiot. That's all he is. Now, I want Eric Adams to understand these are not migrants or asylum seekers. These are illegal aliens who came into our country illegally. And what you're doing is you're covering up for them, calling them asylum seekers. That's what you're doing. You're calling them migrants. and you're lying to the public is what you're doing. Just because you call an elephant a pig, guess what, Eric Adams? It's still an elephant. Now, Eric said they need to have the right to work like all of us that have come to this country. No, Eric, they only have one right, and that's the right to remain silent and be deported back to their own country. That's it. That's it. All of us didn't come to this country. People like me was born in America. I was born on this soil, baby, right here in the USA. I wasn't shipped here on no ship. I didn't come here on no doggone boat. I'm an American citizen. And see, you stupid behind Democrats, y'all been getting this stuff twisted for a very, very, very long time, is what you've been doing. Then this fool had a nurse speak about the small number who's committing crimes, the small numbers of illegals who's committing crimes. And if they commit a felony or a violent act, they should be able to turn them over to ICE and be deported. Eric, Eric, Eric. Honey, I don't know if you realize this or not, but these illegal aliens committed their first crime when they crossed the border illegally. Huh? They committed their first crime when they crossed the border illegally. So technically what you're doing is aiding and abetting these illegal aliens. Title 8, Code 1324 states that it's illegal to aid and abet an alien. You're breaking the law. And any state that have these sanctuary cities, these so-called sanctuary cities, you're breaking the law. And these sanctuary cities, you all, these are policies, not the law. These are policies, sanctuary city policies that these people have put into place. You lying bastard is what you are. That's what you are. So now, in so many words, what Eric is basically saying is that we all have to wait until an illegal alien murders somebody before they get deported. That's basically what it sounds like he's saying to me. Huh? How about you just follow the doggone laws that's on the book? Yeah, follow the laws that's on the book. You'll be okay, but you can't do that because you know why? You're being used like a tool to push a white liberal agenda. And they hanging you. They got you by the acorns, Eric. Because let me tell you how I know. When you started complaining about these illegal aliens destroying New York, they raided the home of your fundraiser. The individuals that's your top fundraiser, they raided that person's home. You got quieter than a mice peeing on cotton, went away for a minute. Now you're sitting here complaining about the sanctuary city policies that needs to be changed in order to deport these illegal aliens who commit felonies or violent crimes. And guess what? From my understanding, they just raided your top aide home. Yeah, they just raided it. Eric Adams, I want you to know that the destruction of New York City is now attached to you and your career. This is how they do you, darling. This is all the Democrats are good for. This is what they're good for. Destroying you, using you, placing you like they done did Letitia James, like they done did Fannie Willis. Now they got you. Just placing you in different places to push their agenda. Uh-huh. And once they got you used up, you can't complain about it or nothing. Uh-uh. Once they got you used up, they're going to destroy you. And then they're going to find another sucker. That's what they're going to do. Find them another sucker to put in your place to replace you and keep this power move moving on. That's what they're going to do. Just thought you all should know. Now, real quick, somebody had a question for Silk. They said, Silk, are you certain it is the GOP giving him funds? talking about Joe Biden. Let me tell you something, okay? Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House. The Republican is the majority of that House in the House of Congress. Congress have the power of the purse. Congress have the money. Congress allocates where the money goes to, okay? Mike Johnson has the ability to withhold the money that they give to run the government until the border is closed. You follow me? He has the power to do that. But oh no, when he's a trans Republican, which ain't nothing but a Democrat, identifying himself as a Republican. Yeah, when you're a deep state snake Republican, you're going to go get into your little meetings with the Democrats and see how y'all can funnel this money to where you need to go so you can launder it back to your own pocketbook, in my humble opinion. And I have to say allegedly, because I'm not there when you're doing the laundry. That's right. But y'all think we boo-boo the fool, Taco Bell, dumb as hell, and think we're going to just sit here and let y'all just do all of this stuff and we're going to be in denial. We're just going to be in denial. Uh-uh. No, that's not going to happen here. I have to tell the whole truth. Nothing but the naked, nasty, low-down, gutter-written truth. I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. It has to be the truth. The truth. And that's what you all have been doing. You've been playing ping pong back and forth. And guess what? Guess who the ball with the ping and the pong? We the American citizens. That's right. We the American citizens. Back and forth. Work here, work there, raise the taxes, inflation here, inflation there. Oh my God, a crisis. Oh my God, a cyber attack. Oh my God, we're going to blame China for this. Oh, we're going to blame Russia. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When it's really, truly your own doggone self. You think American people don't know who you are? Our government ain't is nothing but full of sugar, honey, iced tea, and ain't nothing sweet about them. Nothing. Now listen up, you all. I want you to be sure to go to patchstat.com. If you want free patches, go to patchstat.info. All right? Fill out the form, you get the free patches. Don't forget, every day at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we start what we're doing and we pray. I pray for you, you pray for me, and we pray for each other. Pray for President Donald J. Trump and his family, and pray for God to heal the land. So in the meantime, and in between time, I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Bye-bye.
Grave Care, you all, where they break down healthcare barriers to save you time and money. Mm-hmm. Go to gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to sign up for your first bundle. If you're having problems when it comes to these hospitals, when it comes to these doctors, it's not just about the pandemic. It can be about anything. Gravecare.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. Also, don't forget about the Hypochlorous Body Spray.
Yes.
If you want to keep pathogens, viruses, and bacteria at bay, go to cbspray.com and get your Hypochlorous Spray. If you haven't gotten your potassium iodine, if you need hydroxychloroquine, or if you need ivermectin, go to drstellamd.com.
Yes.
And we've been talking about the circulatory system or how it affects and impact everything. Go over there to the Dr. Artist Show, mm-hmm, and pick up you something for that. Everything, use promo code Trump1. Now listen, I know with everything I said, I don't want you to get a little hasty, but I want you to go over there and get you some tasty at mystore.com. Get the My Coffee, the pods, they are available. Even get you a nice coffee cup. You can get that at mystore.com. Use promo code Trump1 to receive a discount. That's mystore.com.
Right. I say the best part to waking up is not being woke, but being awake with my coffee.
I love it, y'all. I love it so much. But also, don't forget about mypillow.com. Yes. Use promo code Trump1 to receive up to 66% off your entire purchase over there. Don't forget about our book, uprisingmystore.com. Promo code Trump1. Don't forget about our bumper sticker and our t-shirt.
Yes.
It took 2,000 mules to install one jackass. Mm-hmm. DiamondandSoup.com. Use promo code Trump1 as well.
Yes.